This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Severe thunderstorms containing a lot of rain around the state are producing torrential downpours and dangerous flooding, which is expected to get worse later this evening. Most of the Front Range is under a flash flood watch, with flood warnings in Montezuma, Douglas, Larimer, Garfield, Mesa, and El Paso counties. Avoid unnecessary travel and do not drive on flooded roads. The federal pause on student loan interest and payments is set to expire at the end of the month. CPR's Paolo Schalsetter reports on those impacted in Colorado.
About half of Colorado's graduates leave their bachelor's program with debt, according to the Colorado Department of Higher Education. On average, Colorado students take out about $26,000 in loans, and that only accounts for students at public universities. According to the Bell Policy Center, student loan debt in Colorado reached over $26 billion in 2019 before the pandemic. I'm Paolo Schalsetter, CPR News.
There's no indication yet on a new extension. However, the Biden administration has told lenders to stop messaging borrowers about restarts to payments. That's a step taken before previous extensions. The westbound lanes of I-70 near Aurora were closed for several hours earlier today due to a large ethanol tanker spill. Aurora Fire Rescue estimates it cleaned about 1,500 gallons of fuel off the highway. Crews will work through the evening to clean up contaminated areas nearby. The Colorado State Patrol is investigating what led to the crash. This is CPR News.